brain. Get down on it. Oh yeah, yeah. The blood disco won't drink it real fast. Gonna add to tell less and less. If you kiss somebody, I'm gonna build a life with your girl. Wubble jubble jubble. You know that shall we do. Because I love you. We got no populated colony on the moon. You can still go to auditions and dance recitals. And when you get home, baby, and I don't have prepared something for you, something especially for you, some moon pie and a nice piece of fruit.
You got the transhumanism thing going on,
and they're behind. So what you're saying is they're behind that, and I think the other thing, I stumbled upon an article, and it said special ops want weapons to stop ships and paralyze people. And I thought about you. I was like, oh my god, I got to tell Tori about this. And it says they have a new bid in for a research proposal, which, folks, basically, he knows all about these weapons because he's kind of been firsthand experiencing the effects of them. And they're talking about how they want to be able to not only get this, they want to be able to have the effects of the weapons stun the individual, but also potentially kill them. And I just,
yes.
I thought about
this. This is one of the points I wanted to bring up while we're interviewing, is because this is the, I don't know if this is the exact same weapon, but the DARPA's been testing a weapon on me for a while, and they've been doing a lot. But this one is a very specific weapon, and it's paralyzed people in the home. And so, and then this just happened again, because when everything was great, when I, you know, because I went to mom's, my mom, you know, I had some time over there, she had a stroke, so I didn't have access to internet or all that stuff. So when I came home, I had a couple of nights of good sleep, and then it all started all over again. And it, one of the things was Obama and the Secret Service had come in, and they were showing what they were doing to me to yet another team. And, but there was, it got ugly again with them. But what they do is, and then they target everybody because they know who people are. And so with what, okay, let me just explain what happens. Let's say you're lying in bed and you're lying on your side. Okay, what happens is this weapon connects to the intramuscle skeleton, or the intramuscles, and your skeleton, and all of a sudden you'll go like this, or this, or like this, and then your legs will flip open and you're just there, and you can't move. You can't move. And so they had me in there. They had me on my stomach. I didn't have any clothes on. I was on my stomach. My legs were apart. You know, my head was down the pillow. And he goes, and the guy comes in, he goes, okay, well, can you imagine how the cops are going to react when they walk into this? And the guy's like, well, you know, this is all great, but I'm not gay, so I don't really think I need to walk into a guy's house and have to see his butt up in the air. And the guy says, no, you don't understand the implications. He goes, we paralyze people before we enter the home.
Thank you.
And we know who the pretty women are. He's just a test subject that we all, you know. And so this is where a lot of the pain also comes in.
Yes.
And, well, like lately, because they've been, I think the past couple of days they've just flipped it and turned it on, because it's just, I think we just call it a Charlie horse, like when your muscle just instantly locks up.
Yes.
Especially like when you're sleeping or something.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's like all of a sudden your leg is like, ah, you know, you're just laying there.
That's
and
interesting you say that. That just happened
legs
to
lock.
Yeah, that just happened to Steve and I last couple of weeks, you know, on a regular basis. And I had heard,
oh,
I had heard from a really good clairvoyant, and she had said to me, it's really interesting, Alexandra. She says, they always attack all of you by the back of the leg, behind the knee, especially on the left side. And I went, that's weird. How did you come up? And she goes, I don't even understand what I'm getting. I'm just sharing that information with you. Why?
Well, as soon as you said that you were experiencing the same thing, I cleared, looked at your DNA. Is this the same weapon? Answer yes.
Okay.
So they're doing the same thing to you. Well, a lot of the things they do to your husband, they've done to me. We're a lot of the same. But, you know, and when I've spoken to him, and even, it's funny because I think I would, you know, rather, I think that just we're all, there's this huge gray area, because like I have a friend, rather than say anything about your husband, I have a friend in Southern Indiana, and she's so sweet and so innocent and wonderful, and I'll just talk about what's going on with me, and she never, because she had a lot of experience with the grays, the Zeta Reticulans and Sectia, coming in her house, like they come into my house, right? And then every once in a while she'll say, oh yeah, you know, they did that because I remember I felt my heart pounding like crazy, and I felt like there was a cord with somebody stealing my energy. You know, every once in a while she'll just blurt something out, and then it kind of goes away. You know what I mean? Because we all have our different ways of dealing with things, and so.
And that's interesting.
Which would be kind of fun to have a support group for people like me who've been abducted.
I think you should. That's a great idea. And in fact, I get emails a lot lately. The main thing that I'm getting a complaint on is people feeling like the life force is getting sucked out of them.
Plenty more where that came from. You came from the stars. You're the maker of the sun's king. Some force wanna come and drain your life force. I'll tell you right now, I give him so much, make him explode. Like plugging into a socket, and the voltage is all off. Just blow their heads clean off. Oh, you wanna play an energy game? You wanna drain energy? Hey, look, I'll burn you up. It's Space Plane CKUT 90.3. Ha ha! You heard some cassette tape tracks done by me, Tony A. With the clarinets. And Tori Smith, we are down to 6% of the Dark Ones here on planet Earth. That's what Tori Smith says. This fellow who had all these experiences, and, you know, he's targeted by DARPA and whatnot, you know. These non-human beings that create such havoc, and how such clearing has actually taken place within our solar system. So, the havoc-causing ones are being curbed or something, man. You know? I don't know. But it's a relief to some people, though. But the havoc is all around you, though. I mean, it's 6:09 a.m. and the havoc's just beginning with the automobiles and the honk-diddy-ponk and the honk-did-honk of the horns. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful, man. You know. Hey, look, I know.
It's K-5.
it's real simple for them. All they have to do is show up, and there's different ways they can attach. It takes less than a second. And then you're the gas pump, and they're the car. And they're just like, well, remember that one time you did a healing on me, and they had taken 78% of my life force?
That
just
was
in the past, whatever, couple of hours, and you showed up and did a healing for me.
That's right. I forgot about
that. And zapped them and got rid of them. That's what they do to people.
Yeah.
Where they get, and especially now because they're starving because they don't have the frequencies that they did before.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not living in a state of fear like we were 20 years ago.
That's so true.
And I just saw the Russians put out details of 9/11 and basically did the itinerary for Israel moving the weapons around. I thought, you know what, finally. Because everybody calls me crazy. It's finally somebody agrees with me.
Yes.
And that I knew what happened. I said, who did it the day it happened?
That's so great.
But here we are.
In fact, the other thing that was a big aha for me the other day was, did you happen to notice that not only did Yemen's original king passed away, his son is taking over and guess what his name is? Solomon.
Oh, really?
And on top of that, I'm sorry, that's Saudi Arabia, I think. Yemen just
You better get it straight, ma'am.
Take over recently. And they stressed very heavily that the coup is not the Obama-friendly presidential cabinet anymore.
Oh, well, Yemen gets bombed so much. I mean, the United States military has killed so many people in Yemen. It's just so sad.
That's a really important place, you know, because it's by the Gulf of Aden, right across from Ethiopia, which is where everything's supposed to happen. It's right below Ethiopia. So, but anyway, so back to DARPA. So you've been having a lot of tangos with them as of late, just recently again.
Yeah, it, you know, like I said, I had that quiet spell when Mom stroke, and, you know, but it was after I came home, things started heating up again, and because they're preparing for martial law, and, you know, that's one of their biggest things is using this paralyzing weapon for martial law so they can just run into the house, you know, of anybody they want, and probably just loot it, take your gold or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, weapon. And, but you know what? I honestly don't think it's going to get to that point, but maybe I'm a little optimistic falsely. I don't know otherwise or naively, but I just don't think we're going to have a big shift into martial law in this country, although they're going to try and they are determined as hell to pull it off.
They're going to try, but they're going to fail. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Keish Foundation, but he just put out an announcement that he has access to new technology that basically completely stops the ability to fire any weapon. It just stops it. And this was predicted by other people that had incredible insight and intel that this was going to come. And they said that at this time, when this kind of information came forth, that you were really getting close to the time that the cabal was coming to an end. So we're getting really, really close.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And which something happened at the Bilderberg to back that up. But one thing I'd like to say is, you know, here we're talking about these horrible things that happen to us and they just connect to our DNA, you know, with these special weapons or whatever and do all this stuff. But there's something I'd like to share with people that's a really good way to get information, because especially if you have some things that are happening and you want to know how to remedy them, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do. You know, like for me, it's like if I rest, and a lot of times I'll just go walk around in the woods. I'll just go outside and get the energy from the trees and the grass and that fresh oxygen.
Yes.
And that really helps. And then I do my healing meditation. I keep saying over and over, thank you, universe, for healing me daily. Thank you for healing me daily.
It's gratitude.
One thing I'd like to share with people is to go to either bilocate, go out of body, or go in meditation, or go however you'd like to travel, to what's called the Hall of Research. And the Hall of Research is it's in heaven, which is only about 3 feet up. Heaven is just the next dimension up, really. And, you know, I shouldn't even probably use the word heaven because there's so much dogma attached to it with,
yeah.
You know, oh, you gotta be judged at the gate. No, you don't. You can just open the door and go through there right now. You know what I mean? You don't need to wait. for anybody. And but the Hall of Research is kind of like a college. And JFK and his wife Jacqueline, they did a lot of cancer research after they were killed, after he was killed. But once they were back together, they were doing a lot. And I thought, well, that's funny. He was our president. We didn't even know he was a scientist, or, you know.
Wow.
But they're just amazing people. I just love them. And then, oh yeah, this is big celebrity news. And then right after that, then they went out to Alcyone. You know, that's where everybody goes in heaven. They all go to Alcyone inside the star out on vacation. Because the mountains are just so big, they're just like planet size.
Wow.
And I keep hearing about this stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I really don't want to hear any more about this now, like how fabulous it is, because I'm so down here at this story. You know, and it's just like, ugh. By the way, I love Galactic Rebellion.
Like you liberated a bunch of folks, you feel like you hipped them up and now they know some stuff that they would have never know all left to their own devices. Oh, you're so foolhardy. I bet you think people are living well just because of you. Well, they're in tune with a cosmic stream of information, and you ain't the only one, so stop going around looking for credit. Don't promise them something just cause you got excited the first time you heard about it. Experiment on thyself and you can see how does it mean you are able to be a vessel and an open channel. Nor does it make you my ever to be a vessel open channel.
Yeah, buddy, you blow. style jamboree.
Question, please answer if you can. Is there anybody children can tell me? Said, what is the soul of a well, what somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Said, what is the soul of a man? I travel different countries. I've traveled in forest land. I've found nobody could tell me. Tell the word about the soul of a man. When I want somebody, tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell the word of the soul of a man. I saw a crowd stand talking. I just came up in time. Was teaching the lawyer, the doctor. Well, the man did nothing but his mind. Well, I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Just what is the soul of a God? I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell what is the soul of a man. I read the Bible often. I try to read it right. And for as I could understand, nothing but the burning. Gotta want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell what is the soul of a man. When Christ had in the temple, the people all stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers, doctors, how to raise a man from the grave. Well, I want somebody to tell me. Answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me. Tell what is the soul of a man. Well, I want somebody tell me. If you can, I want somebody tell me. Tell the world I'll show love a man.
They sound like this, they sound like this. Fuck them, damn, damn.
And then what you do is you see a fake door just open, and you don't really see the door because it's all black, and all of a sudden you've got a rectangle that you can see through, and it's vivid colors of plants, and, you know, there can be animals jumping around, whatever is connected to you. Wherever you really choose to step into heaven is what's going to appear in that doorway. And then all you have to do is say, okay, I want to go to the Hall of Research because I have a couple questions. And I would suggest keep it short and simple, like maybe one or two questions, because you can always go back. Because it's not, you know, especially when you're interdimensional, it's hard to, like, sit down and talk about your likes and your dislikes, you know what I mean, all this stuff.
Yes.
I would just say keep it to the point, like, you know, how has this person been arrested? Or, you know, or whatever. But, see, a lot of times we can't ask about our own charts, but we can go to the Hall of Research and ask about the future. And ask things like, okay, well, I've heard there's going to be something called mass arrests. Is this true? Yes. Okay, well, they're probably not going to tell you when it's going to be. And they're probably not going to tell you how it relates to your chart, but at least you got your answer. You know what I mean? There's like a back door to get around to get some good answers. But yeah, it's the Hall of Research, and it's wonderful. It looks like a big Greek or Roman, you know, with the white pillars and everything.
Nice.
It's just fabulous.
How is that different than the Hall of Records?
Well, a Hall of Records is where records are kept.
Okay.
The Hall of Research is on so much of the same information, but the Hall of Research, a lot of times what they do, they call it infusing. And, well, they'll, like, do something like work on a cancer research, and they'll come up with something, and then they'll infuse it into our heads while we're sleeping.
Ah.
And that's how, and then so one day, you know, some guy might wake up and say, wow, I have a new invention. You know, and it's like, well, you've never invented anything before. Well, okay, nobody cares that it's information from heaven. He gets the credit for it.
True.
But, of course, that's not always the case. You know, a lot of times, but, you know, it's a wonderful, it literally is like a college because they do so much there. And the Hall of Records is just when you say, oh, well, you want to look up statistics. And Hall of Research is more everything of, like, you know, emotions and all aspects of learning from it.
Nice.
But it's where we go to get our answers. So
great.
They did, and I was just in the ship. The first time I'd been out in space, many, you know, four or five times before that. And in the 70s, with the team, I walked out in front and was the liaison officer. So we were non-military based, we were intelligence based, and we were intending to have civilized meetings rather than conflict.
Okay, and at this time, you're coming forward because you say that you have a sponsor of a sort?
I don't have a sponsor of a sort. I just have this information that's been driving me a bit crazy for about the last 20 years, you know?
Okay, but in our off the work, well, in our pre-discussions, you mentioned, for example, that Randy Kramer, who came forward as Captain K, he has a person behind the scenes who, in a certain sense, was backing him, who was a military officer. You told me right. that you had somebody behind the scenes like that as well. Is this correct or not?
Well, two of the people from my time, since I was a child in the program, most of the people from the 50s or early 60s are deceased, you know, or just no longer available to talk. So the only... No, I don't have a personal sponsor. I would just say that the Navy and the CIA have records of these activities. And if it ever comes down to having to prove this to anybody, which I doubt will happen, those records will be there. Or if those organizations are approached, they will say, yeah, he was involved.
Okay, fair enough. So now you're saying that they, meaning this organization, and basically you're saying it's a cross-agency and cross-country organization, correct?
Absolutely. Great confusion on all sides.
Okay, and you're saying that they decided that they were going to deal with these silver saucers, found out they were from at least... Are we saying they're the only race that was flying them are these ant beings, or are you saying there are other beings flying these saucers?
Well, the silver saucers are ancient masters, and if you want to just jump into the deep water, they owned this solar system for thousands of years, all the planets. And you'll hear Randy talk about the wormhole between the Earth and Mars, just mere seconds or minutes. Between the planets of this system. Well, we found out about that too, and it just kind of, everybody went a bit numb, to be honest, on all sides. Nobody knew really what to do other than get up there. And then once we saw that it was heavily populated, much more so than just, you know, the one area that Randy has described in great detail, the whole planet was populated. Well, we just had to go up there. The intervention of the second powerful, more or less intergalactic race, the Greys, was what made it all possible to go up and get everybody together all in the same few days and have a civilized, you know, powwow.
Okay, so you're saying that we were already in touch with the Greys, and weren't the Greys also flying saucers?
No, they were the energy... based life forms that everybody talks about, the creatures of light or just pure energy. Now, that may just indeed have been their probe creatures or their monitoring, whether you call them creatures or just highly advanced form of technology that we don't understand, immaterial creatures, balls of light, you know, who don't use sight, who don't use speech. So they, in fact, had to construct bodies in order to come down here and try to converse with us face to face. And that's what they did. And I believe that's what Randy ran into in his garage at one time. It gave him such a bad time. And I had one walk into the living room and scare the life out of me one time. So this all happened prior.
So you believe that the Greys, or at least, are you aware there are several races of Greys?
Well, sure.
Okay, but you believe that a certain race of Greys were initially light beings that then manufactured these gray bodies in order to inhabit our solar system?
Well, it seems like that. Whoever these were, they were unable to communicate in their way. We just couldn't understand them. So this is how I understand it, is that they had to actually get down here and get into touch with us. Then an event happened that alerted us that it was time for everybody to get together in this solar system up on Mars and deal with it. Now, at that time, I'll just keep it short. I was sleeping one night. I woke up. I walked out into a field for no apparent reason and was drawn up maybe 100 feet or so into a vehicle. And there was a bunch of grays or humanoids, seeming like different types, in this craft. And they just informed me that you folks from Earth are going up in the near future. I will come and go with you. And you're just going to sort out the whole issue. So I assume that what has happened is that the energy light creatures that we were seeing so many times were some form of probe or forward, you know, monitoring service there. They finally got here in person, since they're probably from quite far away.
They've been here all along, isn't they? You listening to Project Camelot and Captain J, and he sound y'all. He sound like he making up a lot of stuff, man. He just seems a little bit crazy. And you know, the types of things I done talk about and everything on Space Plane. But this fellow just, I don't know, man. It's like 2009 called. You know what I mean? But as they say, Captain J clearly believes his own story and is claiming it is the truth. However, if you listen closely, there are indications that more may be going on here. But it's not even convincing in that. You know what I mean, man? It's part of the whole MK Ultra was started right here at McGill. Haha. Man. Oh, dog. This space plane, what you gonna do? I'm be here till 7 a.m. and we gonna see you on through.
You that a family, when you hear about me doing this stuff, hey man, it ain't because I just went out of my way to go after something, it's because it's being done to me. It's arrogant, it's abusive, and it'll no longer be allowed. Period. That's the way it goes. Anyway, a lot of you, and not just family, because, you know, source family is no better than anything else, is, as I'm proving in this conversation, is. But you know what? This is just the way things are. This is the way it's going to be. This abuse stuff is dead.
You know, dimension number 3, and dimension number 4, since it turns days to weeks, I can't stand time, but it breaks me down, and it's always too fast, I know.
To dimension number 5.
It's where I'm fitting to be alive.
in this place. Metal gentle, Latin chamber. Some kind of test, and I was put here to learn, process, and gather information. But how many times can I take? I got my moon in Cancer in the 8th house, and a Venus too. So that means I'm always with a heavy heart. Some people won't call it the blues, but I like that color. It doesn't really reflect how I feel. That is why I gotta rename my place. I'll walk on that milky white wing. On a space plane, space plane, space plane, space plane, space plane, space plane, space plane.
That was me, the host of the show, Tony E, live at the KGB right here in Montreal a little more than a week ago, last Saturday.
Scare us.
Scaring folks.
Scare us.
Space plane poetry slam. With some mellow cello.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you for coming in. This place is called Where We Are. Thank you very much. Stay tuned for Star City 9 for Love, because I love you. Well, that's the name of the band, though. But maybe I do. I'm gonna really get into it and go through it. Get into it. What's up, mellow? In the key for anyone interested. You don't have the iPhone app, that fucking thing. It's in G minor. Scary. Michael Jackson's Thriller up in his piece. Oh, I scare everybody.
Yeah.
I'm on M Street Pop 3 Dream Warriors. Cause that is what I am. I do banish beings in the dream state, let it be known. I cast out demons which could infect all of you in this very moment. And it is a thankless task. And I do this while everybody else is asleep. And I'm never sleep because when I'm trying to dream. Oh, sometimes things get soggy. But I'm there.
some shit with me. I ain't gonna pull no credo. I'm walking away with both arms. You know what I'm saying? People know what I'm saying, eh? Motherfuckers try to shoot me. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't hold y'all, but I have no money.
It's time for Pound
90. It's 10:21. Oh, it's pretty early.
Welcome back to Enough is More Than a Feast here on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. For this 2 hours of I'm Taff Radio tonight, a show in two parts. Starting things off here until the 3 o'clock hour with a mix from Zosk. A local hero, longtime friend, and Legome, and I'm Taff resident since the early days.